Ding, 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 ding. As the bell rings, a happy smile crosses my face. The school week is over. As I grab my PE clothes and shove them in my already overstuffed backpack, ideas on what to do tonight run through my head. Play video games, watch a movie, hang out with Edward, play video games, or sleep. Doing any of that sounds like great fun to me, and my smile widens. Then I walk out the locker room door to the swarm of excited teens all clustered together. My smile leaves me as I realize just how much of a loner I am. I see Edward getting into his mother's blue Volvo and walk over as cheerily as I can, pop the trunk, throw my stuff in the back, slam it closed, and hop in the back seat. As I try my best to look like just another excited teen, my insides churn with sorrow and anger. I hate all those people out there, with their friends and their happiness, taking it all for granted. I never got the chance to be like them. Through all of middle school, I was socially inadequate, and I was a total wimp. Well, I solved my problems for the most part, but I'm still the butt of every joke, and no one ever wants to be seen with me. It sickens me, the cruelty that my peers can get away with as long as it's me they're insulting. It truly does. My brooding is interrupted by the car pulling into the driveway of my next-door neighbor, Edward. "Thanks for the ride," I say cheerily, grabbing my backpack and walking down the street. I kick the broken gate that always gets jammed open, and it flies back and smacks into the low brick wall just behind it. I slam it closed, lift up the rock covering the door key, groan about the dirt getting in the lock to myself, unlock the door, and let myself in. The kitties are ecstatic at my arrival, thundering down the hall to greet me with their loud and pitiful meows. They bring a smile to my face. "I guess you'll be my company tonight," I say to the cats, crouching down and petting each in turn. "You'll take care of me." I drop my backpack, plop down in front of the TV, and while away the next few hours playing video games by myself. With a perspective, I'm Zach Knight.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.